friends, I want to get into some medical tyranny news in this first 5 minutes. Then we've got a guest joining us coming up in the next segment on some very important issues. We are into the fourth and final hour on this Wednesday, 23rd day of June 2010. Indian children blinded, crippled by fluoride in water. And growing awareness of mass medication of public with deadly neurotoxin leads to establishment backlash. This is a key article by Paul Joseph Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. And in it, he quotes the Times of India, the biggest paper and most prestigious. And he also quotes top FDA scientists. Over 90% of them have sent repeated open letters. We've had them on. We're going to back on. Saying take it out. And they're also freaked out by the federal government launching counterstrikes with TV and radio ads making fun of people that think it's bad. It is 100% fact that sodium fluoride in the levels they put it in the water is a cumulative poison that attacks fertility, causes cancer, bone cancer, you name it. And now even top government neurophysicians, toxicologists, they're all quoted in the Indian government, are saying, yeah, we're giving IMF World Bank loans to put this in the money. We're giving this money to put this in the water. And this is causing massive deformities, massive retardation, it quote, disabilities and deformities due to the excess fluoride content in the drinking water. The calcium intake is not absorbed in the body, causing disabilities and deformities. And it just quotes all these scientists, the report in the Express of India, the Times of India. I mean, this is big, big, big news in India. But they're being paid all this money to do this. Here's another one. Debate about addition of sodium fluoride to Mount Pleasant water continues. And it says in the article that the city has voted to cut it from one part per million to 0.4 parts per million, which still reduces IQ in all the studies and causes brain damage. But, at least they're trying to do it there. And, boy, when you try to get fluoride out, suddenly lobbyists come out, feds show up, billboards, TV ads. I mean, they really care about your teeth and sterilizing you and making you mentally retarded or reducing your IQ. I mean, you're given a chemical IQ reduction. I mean, the average person can, I guess, only enjoy sports or – because they're literally, they've been hurt badly. I mean, these are zombies. Political mischaracterization of fluoride opposition dismays scientists, PR Newswire. We're going to get these people back on, these scientists. Oberman slams Tea Party Senate candidate for voting against water fluoridation, makes a joke and says that she says it's poison when on the bag they have a skull and crossbones. Scientists representing the Fluoride Action Network strongly object to recent mischaracterizations of fluoridation opponents by political pundits Rachel Maddow, Keith Olbermann, and others in conjunction with Senator Harry Reid's Nevada reelection campaign. Fluoridation opposition is science-based and growing, says Paul Connett, Ph.D., Fluoride Action Network Executive Director. We've had him on, who's testified before Congress, who has co-authored the upcoming book, The Case Against Fluoride, How Hazardous Waste Ended Up in the Drinking Water and Bad Science and Powerful Politics Has Kept It There. Co-authors James Beek, M.D., medical doctor, Ph.D., professor emeritus, the medical physics and University of Alberta, Calgary. I want him on. And Speeding McKellum, professor emeritus, Edinburgh University. We have spent years investigating water fluoridation, the toxicity of fluoride, and we are dismayed that the television commentators are willing to repeat without verification pro-fluoridation statements that disparage scientists and citizens who oppose the practice, says Connett. And then it just goes in through, I mean, folks, you don't have to believe me. You just search the term water fluoridation doubles bone cancer. Japanese, Chinese, Russian, British, U.S., University of Texas. And it's even worse for boys. I mean, that's just one study. Water fluoridation reduces IQ. It's all conclusive. You're being murdered, okay?
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, 52 minutes left in transmission. He was under the weather last week, so we just had him on for one segment. He's with us for the balance of this hour. He's Dr. John Coleman. He is an author, of course, constitutional lawyer. He is with us today because he's written some very interesting books on the Tavistock Institute on human relations. From my research, you talk about trailblazers in mind control, propaganda, brainwashing, with Edward Bernays and others right up at that level. It's the Tavistock Institute. Also, Drug War Against America, about how the big banks and CIA are shipping in a lot of the narcotics to destabilize the country. Now they just admit that. He wrote this years ago. They come right out on Fox and CNN and say, yeah, we grow the opium, because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will get it and make money. And, of course, he wrote The Committee of 300, getting into kind of the Anglo-American black nobility of Italy as well, that structure of behind-the-scenes imperial corporate government. And a lot of the work I see on Bilderberg that others have written about is mirrored previously by our guest, Dr. John Coleman's research. So he is with us. I know we have loaded phone lines, and I'll try to get some of your calls towards the end, or we may not, actually, because I don't know if we have time. In fact, unfortunately, if those callers just call back tomorrow, I'll be able to put them to the head of the line. I apologize to everybody else that's holding. I'm looking at the clock, and I just don't think we'll have time. But we'll be taking your calls again, as I said, tomorrow, so I apologize to those. But this information is all so important. But first, just some quick answers from his perspective with Dr. John Coleman. John, specifically, from all I see, there's a quickening happening, an acceleration. The controllers are moving on every front. If you, say, had 5 minutes on national television, you know, reaching millions of people, and you are reaching millions here, to have a quick synopsis of the peril the planet's in, the position the globalists are in, and what we can do to stop what's happening, what would you say?
I think that the best way to look at this is to take it from the point of view of country by country. The United States, we know, is in the hands of socialism, which was always the goal ever since the days of Franklin D. Roosevelt. And they used many contrived situations to get as far as they have. For instance, the sinking of the Lusitania to get America into World War I, and the other contrived situation, the Gulf of Tonkin, to get us into World War II, and the turning over of China to the communists, ousting Japan from the mainland, all these things, and now the United States, we definitely have a socialist government. I don't think anybody would doubt that. Anybody who's done any study as to what socialism actually means, I think they all agree that we're in the grip of socialism in America. And this, of course, means that it's all working in tandem towards the one world government inside a new world order, which I've written about extensively in all of my books, particularly the Tavistock Institute and the Committee of 300. But not only those books, other books as well.
Well, the globalist, mainly centering in and around Britain, from my research, and I cover this in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, whatistheendgame.com is the website, as an online bibliography for the film, like a book, and also an index for the film, so people can see the proof that's in the film for themselves. It's an open conspiracy, the title of H.G. Wells' book, Socialist Government Destroying the Family Scientifically, having the state... basically remove children like you remove the eggs from a hen, to use an Orwell quote. Of course, he was part of British intelligence. All of that going on, and that they would slowly get control of society, and now we've gone through that 100-year period, and now they're going into their end game, giant wars to exterminate us, you name it. And, you know, you read Aldous Huxley, you read Bertrand Russell, you read the Wedgwoods. All these people are public. They all write government textbooks. I've got John P. Holdren's textbook, The White House Science Czar. He says a planetary regime. We're going to put chemicals in the water to sterilize you. I mean, this is really an open conspiracy, but they know the general public is not reading what these elites have said and done. So I think speak to that, and then the Tavistock Institute, your research into it being a key node in the actual command and control system.
But of course, and you know, one of the people I mentioned in my book, Tavistock Institute, is Edward Bernays. He was a nephew of Freud, the gentleman who led the so-called scientific scrambling of the brains. And then you have the country turned over to social engineering and social scientists, all in the one big, they're like cogs in this giant big machine propelling us against our will, if we but stop to realize it, towards the new world order as fast as they can go. And you take all the wars that have ever been fought, what has been the origin? Economic, all wars were economic in origin, and of course the idea was to destroy the wealth of the nations and put it all in the hands of the Committee of 300. And we see that happening in the United States as well today. There's no question about that, but that's far advanced.
Well, continue. Flesh out the research you did into the Tavistock Institute. Tell people about it, what the organization does. I mean, I've actually visited the Tavistock Institute. I didn't go in it, but I noticed that the London bus bombing on 7/7 blew up right in front of the Tavistock Institute. So I went there days after the bombing and talked to eyewitnesses for my film Terror Storm.
Well, the Tavistock Institute was unknown to the people of the United States, and I turned out to toot my own horn, but I think the existence was first exposed in my 1969 monograph, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Britain's Control of the United States. I think up to that time, Tavistock had very successfully retained its secretive role in shaping the affairs of the United States, its government, and its people, since its very early beginning in London in 1913. And they set up shop at a place called Wellington House. And that originally was set up in order to coerce the British public into the First World War, and then the American public, that had no wish to be in this war whatsoever. And the project was given by the British government to the Holmesworth brothers, Lord Rothermere and Lord Northcliffe, and their mandate was to produce an organization capable of manipulating public opinion and directing that manufactured opinion down the desired pathway to support for a declaration of war by Great Britain against Germany. Funding was provided by the British royal family and later by the Rothschilds, to whom Lord Northcliffe was related through marriage. Arnold Toynbee was later selected as Director of Future Studies at the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Two Americans, Walter Lippmann and Edward Bernays, were appointed to handle the manipulation of Britain and the British and the American public opinion in preparation for entry of the United States into World War I. And to brief and direct President Woodrow Wilson, while Toynbee concentrated on changing British public opinion. And, you know, everything boils down to what the public perception of something is. And if you have a population that's 80% opposed to your objective being the government, then the first battle has to be won by changing that public opinion to that which you wanted. And that's why they set up this very scientific organization. And then they had a big upset in 1930 because the two brothers, Northcliffe and Armsworth, didn't see eye to eye. And Lord Rothermere broke away from Wellington House and in World War II actually became an ardent supporter of Adolf Hitler. And he vehemently opposed the war with Germany. And after one such visit to Hitler, Lord Rothermere returned to London and denounced those clamoring for war with Hitler as supporters of the Bolsheviks. It just goes to show how easily, really, public opinion can be swayed and molded and formed. And the Harmsworth brothers then came into a lot of money, and they began publishing a weekly newsletter called Answers to Correspondence, in which questions were sent in and were answered. By 1994, the brothers were able to produce and purchase the Evening News, which began copying American formats. As a result of that, the Daily Mail was first published in London as an 8-page newspaper, which cost a half a penny in those days. The slogan sold the paper. That's how smart these people had become. They knew that slogans would sell the paper. And they knew that they could do this by catering to a new reading public.
Well, isn't there maxim or credo that perception is reality?
That's what they say. That's exactly what they say. But they have to have these enormous mind-bending, mind-control organizations to change the public perception. It's no good having the reality of people totally opposed to a war unless you can change that. That's your first battle in any war.
And we were lied to 8 years ago about Iraq. They're repeating the exact same propaganda about secret missiles, secret nukes. Al-Qaeda is in Iran, even though Iran's Shiite, even though the U.S. government has four Al-Qaeda groups publicly attacking Iran. Iran sits there and takes it. And they use the exact same propaganda again on the sheeple. And then they had that propaganda about $1 trillion in lithium last week, when that's old news, as if the American people are going to get $1 trillion. Even if that was there, we're going to pay to go steal it. We're going to pay for it. We're not going to get it.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better myself. Anyway, these organizations were set up, and they brought up a new language altogether, like regime change and collateral damage. That became almost the new English language, or better yet, the Tavistock English language. And with this, they modified to suit the American conditions, and President Wilson set up the very first Tavistock methodology techniques for polling after manufacturing so-called public opinion. They also thought Wilson was a secret body of managers. This is the first time this ever happened in America. Of course, this Wilson happened.
All right, let's talk about the scientific dictatorship and these secret managers when we get back, because now they're not even secret. I mean, we get the SPP, North American Union documents, and it's a scientific board with a corporate board telling the government what to do, and the government clicks its heels and says, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Look, we know what the British Empire model has done around the world. And it's a system of control. And Dr. John Coleman has written extensively on it. I found his research to be excellent. So you were getting into these committees of experts, these shadow governments that are now out in the open. It's now not denied. You'd write about this stuff 30, 40 years ago. People would laugh. Now it's somewhat public. I want to speak about how those organizations, the command structure that you've identified, and then I want to get into how's their operation going for them, because I see them having success, but they're being revealed more and more, and Brzezinski and others have said that they believe they're starting to get into trouble.
Well, I think they've overstepped their bounds as far as being too confident. I think they felt they'd progressed to such a degree that they could now come more and more out into the open. And I think that was a mistake. You know, going back to the war years, this is when they really came into their own through the strategic bombing survey and through things about the program surveys for the Department of Agriculture, from which major studies were undertaken in the techniques of mass persuasion. You'd never think to look under the Agriculture Department for something called mass persuasion. I don't think you were unless you were given the key. But I was told to look over there, and that by the late great Senator Irvin, who helped me so much in my constitutional work. And there I find that they had all kinds of things hidden under the agricultural book. For instance, there was a guy called Derwin Cartwright who wrote a textbook document titled Some Principles of Mass Persuasion. And these principles are still in use today. And another major agency for shaping public opinion was the Office of War Information, which, of course, has fallen away. But this just indication of how these people started out. They started out from a position of great secrecy. And many of their committees and secret organizations were very difficult to discover because they hid them under different building booths of tables in the congressional records, which had nothing to do with the subject that you're looking for. I know when I wrote my book on the Constitution, I was told by Senator Irvin to be diligent and to look through all the congressional records I could find. And to date, I've read, and I say read like you read a book at a good British university, and I've studied on these things intently, and I've covered so far 37,000 pages, which I think is something of a record. I doubt whether there's anybody else in the country that's done that. And as a result of that, I've gained some rather unique insights into the Constitution. And one of the big things I find today that is being an open, festering sore in the United States is the fact that so many wars are promulgated without a declaration of war being given by the Congress. That's a joint session of the House and the Senate. And I think many of the evils that have arisen from that are plaguing us today more than ever. It's not per se, it's not a subject that's, you know, gone away. It's all right to talk about it today because it's very much in sync with what is happening.
Well, this is good news. I mean, everybody I talk to, not just my own research that I respect and my own gut sense of history, but the statements by the controllers themselves that are, an internal memorandum, not secret, but hidden in plain view, they are talking about facing more and more crises, and they understand that they are starting to lose control. I think that is, if people aren't aware of the manipulation, then they're powerless to fight it. But no matter how sophisticated brainwashing and manipulation is, once you're aware of it, and start looking for it, then instead of brainwashing you and pacifying you, it irritates you. It actually spurs you like a dog barking next door to go tell your neighbor to, take it inside. I mean, I see this really starting to turn. The tide is turning.
I absolutely concur with that. I think very much so. And I think it's more and more is coming to the realization of American people that their substance, their money has been wasted on wars that they've not thanked, that they've not certified or given their assent to. I mean, the last time we had a declaration of war, I think, was when Truman declared war. I think that was the last one. And then, of course, the Second World War was also, but that preceded Truman. Anyway, those are the few times that we've had a declaration of war, which is a five-step complicated program and that has to be taken. In fact, the founding fathers, they argued and struggled with that than they did with anything else in the Constitution. I've been reading some of the statements they made. And
well, stay there. Long segment coming up. That was a short segment. Let's talk about how big a deal it was and all the checks and balances involved in declaring war versus what is done today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Dr. John Coleman is our guest. We're going back to him in just a moment, and I'm going to throw out some more topical issues, looking at this global empire, what its goals are, what the world will look like if they succeed, how he sees the current battle playing out. He's been very accurate in the past in forecasting what he thought would happen in the future. So we'll be talking to him again in a moment. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that I really believe in and who made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. Our listeners, we've been promoting this for almost 3 years, love this system. You can get a whole bunch of these and run your whole house, or just get one and run your shed where you're doing tinkering or woodwork or whatever, or it's great for camping, or it can, you know, run several big appliances or more. And it's a solar panel, the little control unit, and the battery system. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com, one word, or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to get a free information package. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so take action today at MySolarBackup.com. Again, that's 877-327-0365. Several other things that actually deal with preparedness is a Cola Blue, the atmospheric water generator, and it grabs the water right out of the air via condensation and puts it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on which unit you buy. They have units that do 7.5 gallons a day, the smallest, up to units that would supply an entire army battalion. They sent quite a few of these to the relief effort in Haiti. Wonderful folks. Acolablue.com. Check them out. ECOLOBLUE.com. Acolablue.com, or give them a call for a free information pack. 800-691-6043. That's 800-691-6043. The cleanest, best water you can get, period. Right out of the air we breathe. Acolablue.com. And finally, you'll never stand in a bread line, my friends, if you have your own bread. And I just saw a mainstream news headline a minute ago on InfoWars that we had linked that said, will Americans starve? They're trying to kick people off their unemployment benefits. They've deindustrialized us. They want to have you jump through hoops and drug tests now to be able to get your unemployment. The government wants your fluids. They want to set that precedent. The point is, things are crazy, and you need to get high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, storable foods that's recently made, as in every month they make the food new. The biggest, longest, continually operating company, the place where I get my storable food. You got to really beware of some of the other companies out there. You can really believe in eFoodsDirect.com. They are the leader, and they have the best prices. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. With the talk of war, the ongoing recession, depression, you need to have this insurance you can eat, ladies and gentlemen. All right, going back to our guest, Dr. John Coleman. Doc, give us a website for folks that want to be able to check out your books or your writings or some of the other materials that you have.
Well, our website is very complete. It's quite a substantial website, and you'll find everything you need to know about me and my work up there, all of the books. And it's very simple. It is Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, 300.com, Coleman300.com. And everything you could want to know about me and all of my books are up there, as well as the number to call to order.
Absolutely. Now, continuing in the last 24 minutes or so we have left, in layman's terms for folks, from your deep study over 40 years, what is the globalist in-game plan? What is their final operation? Because from their own documents I've read, it's establish a world government, isolate the individual, break up the family, and then through covert GMO food, poisons in the water and drugs, basically anesthetize, sterilize, and reduce world population.
That's correct. That's absolutely right. There's all of those and more. For instance, some of the companies like Monsanto are producing seed that you can't harvest some of it and then plant it again next year. You have to buy new seed all the time, and it doesn't, the shelf life of it is pretty short. Things of that nature. In other words, the supply of food will be lessened to such an extent that, you know, it was their senior statesman, Lord Bertrand Russell, who said that the world is populated with too many useless eaters. That's the likes of us, you and me. And he said, something has to be done about it. He said, what we need to do is reintroduce a plague that will happen every now and then and wipe away at least 20 million of the population, which he called was surplus to our requirements. And then he said, we have a manageable population will not only be subservient, but very easy to control. They will be dependent on the government for everything. So that basically is the blueprint for the new world order, one world government.
Please continue. Please continue.
Adjust our population, and then they in turn are controlled by, I would call, the top dogs in the Committee of 300. And there are many of them. In America, we have some families of families, and of course in England, you have the royalty. Some of the old European kings and queens are still alive and still controlling this body as well. And it's a very comprehensive machine. It's rather like a manufacturing company. At the top you have the CEO, then you have the board of directors, then you have the upper management, then you have the middle management, then you have all the controllers on the shop floors, and so on and so forth, right down to the lowest individual working in a packing department to ship the goods. And this is really the format for the new world order that they hope to achieve.
And they all brag about it, they all write about it, and talk about what mindless scum we are. And from my research, but correct me if I'm wrong and expand on it, these are the ultimate control freaks and the ultimate jealous, envious people to the point of they want to control the future. They only want their progeny to go into the future. And they hate healthy, happy people. They hate individual wealth and middle classes. They hate, I mean, their true pleasure is death and sickness and illness and people being dumbed down. And they revel in how they're poisoning us and dumbing us down. And it's really their ultimate mass psychopathic orchestra or symphony of destruction to be carrying this out.
Well, the leader of the school, as I said, of this concerto was Lord Bertrand Russell. And that's exactly his point of view. There are far too many of us. We're too rebellious. We're too independent. We need to be thinned out by plagues that are coming every year. He said, actually, that the wars have been hitherto very disappointing. They hadn't killed enough people. And when you think of the horrendous casualties of World War One, then you get some idea of the extent of what these people are trying.
And he was given a Nobel Prize. All these guys, I mean, take Watson, the head of IBM Human Genome Project, not the founder of IBM, but the head of the Genome Project. I put him in Endgame 3.5 years ago as a top eugenicist. But a year later, he said basically blacks weren't humans. He had the discoverer of the double helix. He had to step down, but they kept it quiet because he's a, you know, kind of the Holdren's hero. And when you actually study these liberals, they are the biggest racist, but they're not just wanting to kill who they see as subhuman. They also are threatened by what they call wild sons, and they say eugenics isn't just positive and negative. It's also dumbing down the middle class that could threaten them. So they're also, because so many yuppies say, yeah, there's too many people. It's kind of a little secret liberal enjoyment to go, oh, yes, well, we do have too many people. Ha, ha, ha. You know, so a liberal who's all about fighting racism will still giggle and snicker about reducing population. What they don't understand is they're being targeted as well.
Exactly. They're unaware of that. But we all target, all of us. When they've reduced one section, they're going to get up to the next and so on. There's nobody who's going to escape their attention.
Well, as long, Doc, as we expose these people and really state how evil they are, I don't see how they're going to get away with this. And I think that's why they're rushing now to openly start shutting the web down. But that's only a bigger wake-up call.
Exactly. This latest idea that they can have some key and shut off the Internet is a very, very dangerous one, but it should be a wake-up call to all Americans, even those who don't bother to read books, who don't bother to follow the news, who guards of sport, baseball, and football. It's a wake-up call to all of these people that they'll stop and think for a while. And I think this latest effort to provide a key to shut off the Internet is probably one of the most dangerous propositions that's come around for a very long time.
Well, it shows that their arrogance has evaporated, which I think is a sad thing. I wish they were still full of hubris and chutzpah and arrogant false aplomb, because we could sneak up on them. They now realize that we are very close to their throat.
Yes, and that's making them all the more cautious. And many of their directives are coded today, and it's difficult to understand what they're trying to get, what they're trying to say, except, of course, insiders who have the keys that are not the codes, they know, but the mass of us people are less good, and we're not supposed to know any of these things.
I was talking to a well-known doctor, and off record, she said that she treated a head of state who's a female, a current head of state who's a female, and who said, yes, I don't really know if I want to go through with this, doctor, because they know they could talk to their doctor. You know, I have been raised to be an elitist. We are setting up a world government. The extermination that we've been beta testing, a soft kill, is supposed to accelerate, and I don't know if I want to go through with this. And so I think as they try to really force their New World Order through, and we've already pre-warned everyone, that I think we've planted booby traps for them into the future that are going to defeat them.
I think that's exactly right. I believe that's the way to go. We have to continue to plant these hidden mines where they don't see them and can't skip over them and get blown up. That's what we need. But, you know, we don't have people like George Bush Sr. anymore. when he came into power, he proudly announced that he was all for the New World Order. He said, that's what we need, and we need a complete change in society. But today, they're more cautious.
Well, they have been to a certain extent, but we have seen Herman Van Rompuy and Gordon Brown and Ban Ki-moon of the UN say global government is the answer to the financial crisis. We must pay carbon taxes to the very central banks that engineered the collapse.
Oh, indeed. I saw that as well. The British Prime Minister, he was quite outspoken about it. But I think some of the American counterparts are not quite so bold.
No, I agree.
They have tried to still keep the lid on things to a certain extent. But it's, the pressure is so great that the lid is going to fly off any one of these days now.
Let's shift gears and talk about your book, Drug War Against America. I mean, CIA aircraft crashing full of pure cocaine from the source. Now they just admit that we're growing the opium in Afghanistan, but we can't not grow it or the Taliban will make the money. I mean, incredible spin. In a nutshell from your research, who controls the narcotics trade and why does government want to keep it illegal?
They want to keep it illegal because they make more money out of it. If it's legal, they might be able to tax it to a certain extent, but that would be all. But this way, they can make enormous profits out of the sale of the product as well. And scarcity is what controls the price. It's a scarce commodity, so of course the prices can go right through the ceiling and people will still buy. America, of course, the biggest narcotics consuming country in the world. And the Mexican government, for instance, constantly complains that we don't do enough in America to stop the drug trade in America. It's that it's cut down. There's been no need for these people to produce such huge quantities of cocaine and heroin and so forth. And, you know, countries like Colombia, we are stationing enormous forces down there. But I don't think they're doing any good because Colombia doesn't grow any of the bush that produces cocaine. That's all grown in other countries like Ecuador and Bolivia. And those countries, they grow it. They grow the bush. But we go into Colombia, and there's nothing growing there. Admittedly, it's a distribution point, but then they have hundreds of other distribution points as well. So it's like trying to put out a fire with a blazing fire with a hose pipe, ordinary garden hose pipe. You're not going to accomplish very much.
Well, the skinny I've gotten from Terry Reid, who is CIA, and many others, and what's come out in congressional hearings, is the argument is we must deal the drugs, that is the government, or most of the drugs, or someone else will take over this market, and then they will get power out of the market and supplant American hegemony. But that's not what's happening. You decriminalize, then that wipes out the price structure, as it was 90 years ago when these drugs were legal here. Far fewer people used it. You could buy cocaine, heroin at the corner store. You could send your kid down there to get it for you. But most people didn't use it. They know that. And they want to keep it illegal so that even if the big central banks don't control all of it being shipped in, they control most of it, the money still gets laundered through them. And so that's why they're going to keep the drug trade wide open and forever. I mean, if they want to put the fire out, they decriminalize.
Exactly right. Of course, it's all a question of who gets the money and how much of it. I mean, you take this enormous drug trade. Although we're fighting in Afghanistan, we have gone in there. I don't quite know what our objective is in Afghanistan. I don't think many people do. But since we've been fighting a war there, the production of the opium from poppy, raw opium, has gone up from 4,000 metric tons a year to 6,000 a year.
Actually, the numbers I've seen is that it doubled within a few years, tripled, quadrupled, and just went up exponentially. That may even be an old number. Now, it's over 90% of world opium production is in Afghanistan.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least, because everything is right for it. The climate, the soil, and the people, it's their way of life. If you take... You wipe out a poppy field, what are you going to give the peasants who are growing it? We tried that before. We tried them to grow vegetables, and they just couldn't make anything out of it. No money. They couldn't cope with it. So as soon as the troops had passed through, they went right back to growing poppies again and opium. And, of course, you know, Pakistan is, and in, pa- Pakistan is one of the main routes out of Afghanistan. They go through, and all these big generals in the army of Pakistan all take their cut out of it. These caravans leave Afghanistan. They go down through the towards the coastline, through the desolate Makra Desert, and they come out on the coastline. There's nothing there but desert, and it's impossible to follow them. They do send planes, and then these people, they hide when they know the planes are coming because they tipped off. And they hide in a few caves that are around, and they go at night mainly, and they get down to the Makra coast, and there's all these Arab girls waiting to take the boatloads of cocaine over to, opium poppies over to the British bank of the Middle East in Dhahran, just across the, not Dhahran, just across the British bank of the Middle East.
All right, Dr. John Coleman, stay there. We're going to come back in the final segment, talk about Iran. The Iranians say they're going to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. Israel vows to fight back. Stay with us.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, final segment. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Father John Coleman is our guest. I want to ask him about Iran in just a moment. We'll close out the broadcast. But we do have Lord Christopher Monckton on the latest on the global carbon tax joining us for an hour tomorrow. Also, Judge Andrew Napolitano, highest ratings ever with the first week of his new show on the Fox Business Network. He'll be joining us. We got former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura joining us Friday. And by the way, he's not on a speaking or radio tour right now. You notice you only see him about two or three times a year. He's doing this separate because I'm consulting on his TV show. We'll talk about a host of issues with Jesse Ventura coming up on Friday for a full hour and some other surprise guests as well in the next 2 days. Separately, I was watching Fox during the break, And they were admitting that Prozac and Zoloft and all this stuff was is causing heart attacks and brain damage. And I'd read that, and I pulled up the medical literature. I know it causes suicide, and there it was. Man, I tell you, this stuff is really starting to come out. We've got an article up on Infowars.com. Israeli vows to tighten Gaza blockade. Gaza blockade, U.S. media reports blockade eased. So who knows what's happening? Iran to send blockade-busting ship to Gaza. Look, I don't want a war on Iran. We know they don't have nukes. We know they don't have Al-Qaeda in their country. We know that's all made up. But at the same time, Iran, Dr. John Coleman, what do you think they're doing? I mean, I don't want World War III to start, but isn't this provocative of Iran to be doing this, just asking for Israel to nuke them?
Yes, I think this has been for a long time to the Third World War starting. And if anybody makes a misstep in this situation, that's what's going to happen. I think we're very close to a Third World War unless cooler heads prevail. And I don't see anybody big enough and strong enough to be that cool head. So we're living very perilous times.
Why do the global controllers want to attack Iran?
Why do they want to?
Yes.
Because Iran wants to get nuclear weapons of its own. It says that if Israel can have nuclear weapons and if India and Pakistan can have them, why not them?
But what they've been enriching, and they even tried to send their uranium out of the country to prove they weren't that this was non-nuclear. But I mean, you do think they do want to get nukes?
Well, definitely. I don't think there's any doubt about it whatsoever. I doubt it very much. You know, my book has told very widely. The Committee of Freedom in Iran is a strange situation, but there it is. And the people who I'm in contact with tell me that they feel that war is very, very imminent. And they think that the story that is prevailing to prevent the nuclear armament of their rockets is going to be the focal point, which will be the flashpoint that will start it.
Well, we have our sources inside Bilderberg, which, of course, is a subset of what you call the Committee of 300. And they, for the first time, according to Jim Tucker and others, are green-lighting an attack on Iran. Now, that doesn't mean it's 100%, but do you agree that having Bilderberg sign off on it's a bad sign?
I think that anything they agree to is bad. I doubt very much, you know, anything. This society was founded by Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands in the town of Bilderberg in Holland. And everything that's come out of there has been nothing but the worst type of publications the world has ever seen. So anything they approve, I think, is bad news for us.
All right, Dr. John Coleman, we look forward to speaking to you again in the future. It's Coleman300.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
I just want to make one correction quickly, if I may. I said Dahran in regard to the British Bank of the Middle East. It's Dubai where the center is, the money center.
Sure, sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, retransmission is going to start here in about 45 seconds on the Infowars.com free audio streams. Don't forget the free iPhone app up there, which is absolutely free. Listen to the podcast, the live stream, the refeed. Please spread the word, even if you don't have an iPhone or iPad. People do. Send them the free link and say, hey, listen to the Alex Jones Show. Spread the word about our local AM/FM affiliates, XM, shortwave, everything. Great job of the crew. Big shows on Thursday and Friday. God bless you all. We'll see you back live in 20 hours right here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.